Hi, I'm Brandy Pepper.
And I'm Nicole Johnston.
And once again, we are here to share with you some tech ed love. But we're not going to do it just ourselves. No, we've brought along another expert. Mark Paris, MVP, is here to share with us how many tech eds that he's been to?
I think it must be nearly 10 now. Maybe more. I can't remember.
And what does that make him?
Alumni times two, at least.
Alumni times two, yeah. My friend. Awesome. So we really hope that you can share with those that may be on the fence. Why come to a tech ed?
I come to tech ed primarily to network and to attend the sessions. The sessions are very good, but the networking is a very good reason for attending. I build up a community of peers, friends, that over the years slowly increase, and I contact them and regularly have conversations if I'm stuck on issues that they may have experienced in the workplace, and I take it from there.
And Mark, I think you're probably like many that come to tech ed. I mean, you're your own entrepreneur, right? So, I mean, it's a big opportunity for you to come to tech ed, right, for yourself, as well as the ability to network and build that community that you were just earlier referencing.
Yes. Working for myself, I have to sort of network, otherwise I'll be on my own all week,
right,
walking around, backpack, Billy No Mates, and I'll be on my own.
That's a bad thing, but yeah.
And so I make a concerted effort to network, to meet people, to talk to people, and I find it one of the best benefits of attending is the networking aspect.
So how do you do it? Because I don't know about you, but when I go to conferences and I'm all by myself, I'm like,
Come on, let's go together.
Yeah, no. I want to talk to you, but I don't know. Do you maybe have some icebreakers, you know, or there's some one-liners that you use to...
In the old days, it was quite hard. You used to just have to go up to people and say, hi, I'm Mark, what do you do? But these days, you can pre-arrange a lot of things through Twitter, through Facebook, through the online communities. And we rearrange rendezvous, we find out where the parties are, we find out where all the social events are, in the networking events during the day. They make a great icebreaker. Where you can actually go and meet the speakers now after the sessions, before the sessions, that's quite new. That's good. You can go meet like-minded people that are interested in the same stuff that you want to know about. And you all sort of mingle and you take it from there. You know, afterwards you go and have a coffee, have a Coke, or depending on what time of day it is, you might even go and have a beer. But who knows?
Absolutely.
But it works.
And another great opportunity within there is you talk about, you know, finding those areas within tech ed to facilitate that engagement is the Technical Learning Center.
Yes.
Right. I mean, for those that may not be familiar with it, the Technical Learning Center is really the hub of Microsoft products, where you'll find Microsoft experts as well as third-party experts, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, anything else you'd like to share with someone who, again, may not know if tech ed is the best thing for their career?
I think it's just give it a go. If you can get your boss to say yes and you can go, and then, you know, twist his arm if he's on the fence, just ask your boss, yes, let me go. It's, for me, it's one of the best things I've ever done from a career point of view. Because I work for myself, I have to stay on top of the technology, otherwise nobody wants to employ me.
Which is a job in
itself. Yes.
Yeah.
So I attend the sessions, and Microsoft itself doesn't proclaim you know everything about the product when you leave one of these sessions, but it gives you enough feeders and enough pointers that you can take from that what you've got to go away, research, what you've got to learn, and it's a huge, huge benefit to do that.
That's fantastic. And the one thing you mentioned, you know, at TechEd, you can't take away all the great wealth of knowledge that's there. And one of the beauties of that is the content that's posted online afterwards on TechEd Online.
Yes.
Where you can go out and, you know, download those videos and either rewatch what you already learned or, you know, again, get access to that content that, you know, 4 full days of content is wonderful, but you can only do so much in 4 days. So.
Yes. I mean, I download the content, I play the CDs on my laptop, and or DVDs, should I say, and I just watch them because you can't attend every session, but they are very good content. Yes.
That's great.
Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time. And we wanted to give you a little reverse love. You want to share with the viewers your Twitter handle?
Yeah, if anybody wants to know anything, it's at Mark Paris. That's MarkParris.
And you can also follow us on TechEd, or on Twitter, at TechEd_NA. Also, check out our website for lots of additional information that you can share with your boss so you can convince him or her that you have to attend TechEd. That is northamerica.msteched.com. We'll see you in New Orleans.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.